Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by the audiobook edition of Will Eisner, A Spirited Life, now available on iTunes and Audible.com, and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and global headquarters of the Home Shopping Network, St. Petersburg. Put up a bit of a fuss, but what's the point? My guest today, Air America morning radio host Lionel, is way smarter than me. I'm not going to offer any pretense that I can battle him to even a draw in a battle of wits. I can't. Lionel, Michael LeBron, for those in the know, has been a voice heard on my radio for some 20 years. I first heard him as a frequent caller, to host Bob Lasseter on WFLA 970 AM here in Tampa. Sometimes, as I remember it, he agreed with Lasseter, but mostly he drove him nuts. Lasseter was a smart guy, one who was always right in his mind and always smarter in his mind than his callers. But he wasn't smarter than the law student turned lawyer who called himself Lionel. Eventually, Lionel became a talk show host himself, and anyone who heard him in those days knew it was as inevitable as Barack Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize in his first 9 months on the job. Okay, more inevitable than that, perhaps. He left Tampa eventually, becoming a popular host in New York City, a career opportunity that I suspect gave the late Bob Lasseter fits. Today, Lionel is the morning show glue who anchors the lineup at the liberal radio network known as Air America. Lionel? Welcome to Mr. Media.
I am here, and I thank you. Stand by for a second. I can't move for 1 second. You would not believe the hell I'm going through, but I'm here. Damn it, Bob, I'm here. Sorry for the confusion.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. So, you know, several people were surprised to hear I'd be interviewing the morning guy.
Why?
At Air America today.
Why?
Well, they said Air America? Is that still on the air?
Lehman Brothers is out of business. Is Blog Talk Radio on? What is that again?
No,
I didn't mean to be a smartass. There is this perception that people have who don't follow the industry, who read nothing about anything. For about 7 years, it's been uninterrupted. Does the name Rachel Maddow come to mind by any chance? She was, you know, Air America and Al Franken and others. And it has never stopped for a second in 7 years. But like a lot of prefixes, people just say that. But I can go down the list of places on Wall Street that are not here anymore. But we're still here.
How long have you been there now?
I've been here about three years.
And I'm kidding about people saying it's still there, but it's had some definite ups and downs. Huh?
Well, it has its ups, put it this way. The ups and downs were really highlighted initially in the show called Left of the Dial. Have you seen that?
No.
Nobody did either. It was an HBO special, and it looked like absolute chaos. People who were originally arrested, and I mean, it was. I thought, oh my God, that's ancient history. Put it that way, you know. So. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting right now is that when you look at conventional radio and you look at a lot of the companies like when you look at the companies like Premier and others, they have done so many cuts in people and sales force. And, you know, as we know, it is really going to be is going to change dramatically. And what we're seeing right now with you, my friend, this is the future. That's how frightening it is. I'm kidding, of course.
Thank you. You mean I'm not the future? Now you're hurting my feelings.
No, this is the future. Conventional stick radio is something that is just little by little. It's changing dramatically. It is something that is just – think about it. Ask a kid on the street. When you see a kid, What radio station do you listen to? I look at you like, what the hell are you talking about, radio station? Yeah, what kind of radio do you have? Radio? What's AM? What's FM? What is that? This is something that's really going to change absolutely drastically. It is going to be a new content delivery system. Right now, when people want to hear your show or my show, by the way, if ever anybody wants to tune in, may I mention the site if I could?
As many times as you like.
It's LionelOnline.com. How about that? LionelOnline.com. So you can go, you can podcast, you can download, you can hear it anytime you want, at your convenience, at your leisure, when you want to hear it. Not at 6 in the morning or noon or 3 or 5 after the hour, whenever you want to do it. That, my friend Bob, is the future.
Do you think the reputation that Air America has is in part because...
What's the reputation?
Well, the reputation is that it was a troubled broadcast outlet, but that it was... What I was going to say, though, is that... And it's, I know it's not now, but it had been, and part of that was that the Republican, the conservative radio broadcasters, whether they were individuals or part of a network, I mean, they really had ruled radio for a long time. And then Air America comes out and, you know, yes, it's going to be liberal, it's going to be to the left, and it was just it was such an anomaly in this environment.
But let me try this again. This is its seventh year. I mean, we're talking about, 2002, roughly. So a lot changed. And initially, the way the organization was set, the initial owners and that sort of thing, they're nowhere to be found now. So it's a completely different entity. It's like referring to CBS as the Tiffany Network. Yeah, that was the, the forebear, but they bear no resemblance today. And frankly, what happened was, and I've got to think, well, I've got to be honest with you. I think what the new leadership of Air America is doing is very, very smart, is they're realizing that people want to hear content and not necessarily a filtered content initially. It's got to be entertaining. Now, if it happens to be left or right, and by the way, I have no label. I have eschewed that notion of liberal since day one. I don't know what it means. I don't know. I know what it's not, and I know what conservatism is not, and I have never met anybody who purports to be what they say they are. Never. Mm. These labels do not exist in the real world. This was a cornpone, hokum, and brilliant piece of bunkum on the part of people like Rush Limbaugh and all of his sycophantic wannabes and all of the people who wanted to be like him. This is the thing that got me. When Rush worked, everybody said, I'll go out of my way, and I'll be the next Rush. Well, there was only one Rush. And what people forgot to realize, Bob, is that he was entertaining. They didn't listen to him because he was conservative. They listened to him because he was a great broadcaster. And so was Glenn Beck, and with Hannity, and Savage. And what happens is when somebody said, I'm going to present the countervailing point of view, I'm going to give the opposite opinion. It wasn't the opinion, you schmuck. It was the person. Nobody listens to Rush to nod their head. That's not what it was about. Nobody wants, because I could go on and be more, quote, conservative than Russian, but if I'm not entertaining, nobody's going to listen. That's the thing that these idiots in radio, and especially the commentators of radio, who don't know, have a clue as to what radio or broadcasting or programming is all about. You get a lot of outsiders who sit back, and because they have a radio or because they've listened, they're an instant expert. And they couldn't find their ass with a map and two hands. But yet they opine constantly about, well, here's what's going on, and the future of liberal talk radio. Liberal talk radio, NPR, Howard Stern. What do you think Letterman is? What do you think The Daily Show is? What do you think The Colbert Report is? What do you think Howard Stern was? Conservative? Where have these people been? But because they've been so focused on their own little tiny world, because their little dial has been set to whatever it was every single day, they figured, aha, let me put it to you this way. If Rush Limbaugh, for example, in the city of New York or the metro area or any, but I know this area, received an 8 share, 8, it would be mind-boggling headline news. That means that 8% of the people listening to radio are listening to him from noon to 3 or whenever the hell he is. I haven't listened to him in I don't know how long. It's noon to 3 last time I checked. That means that 92% of the people listening to radio are not listening to him. It's like having the number one Burmese restaurant. Number one. But most people don't eat Burmese. And most people are not listening to the radio. And one of the greatest con jobs ever is the influence of talk radio on politics, society. It's the biggest bunch of bunkum I've ever heard. Most people don't listen to Rush Limbaugh and couldn't care less. Rush Limbaugh told people to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. That didn't work. Look at all of these things that Rush Limbaugh has spearheaded. He was behind George Bush's reelection. That didn't work. He was behind George Bush, Bob Dole. That didn't work. He was against Clinton twice. That didn't work. What societal force is this man who never wins anything he advocates? You tell me. Where is this great, almighty, powerful conservative talk? And it's not Rush, but it's all his little robotic automatons who want to be like him. You tell me, Bob, where is this influence? Barack Obama, what? A black guy with a funny name, allegedly born elsewhere. This guy didn't have a chance against a war hero and this and that. Well, look what the country said. Rush who? Conservative what? It's ancient. Rush Limbaugh came along in the, I hate to say it, when I started, 88. 80s. There are people at 80. 88. And yet he's terrific. And whenever Rush Limbaugh is feeling, look, I've got to do something, he comes along with some great coup. For example, I'm going to buy a football team. Brilliant. Brilliant. He doesn't want to be a co-owner of the Rams. He wants to be a
right.
He would have been a little, he would have been a nothing. A lot of little consortium. It was brilliant. Now, what I suggest Rush does is put in a bid to buy BET, Black Entertainment Television. Now, that would get even more press. That would get press and sharpened at people like Chris Matthews and these other sycophantic, hyper-salivated minions who are what, pushing 60, who think the world listened to Rush Limbaugh? Look, I'm not trying to denigrate him, and I'm not trying to suggest that he has not been a societal and pivotal force, but he is not the force that he is. Finally, cable TV, Glenn Beck. Do you know that on a rerun of Wheel of Fortune, they'll do 3-4 times the numbers that O'Reilly does? Katie Couric wipes her plate, put it this way, with their numbers. So there's this. What happens is people in their myopic world, they figure, well, everybody listens to this. No, they don't. And the majority of the people in this country are not, quote, conservative. People are sick of this war. Most people are pro-choice. They're not Christian evangelical jihadists. This is a myth. Okay, Andaman, you got that? Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just taking notes here. So you mentioned Beck in passing, and I wanted to ask. I honestly can't recall when you were coming up in Tampa. Were you on at the same time that he was, or did
he
you guys
replaced
miss
me when I went to New York? He replaced. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
And Glenn, let me tell you something right now, and you write this down. Glenn Beck is a genius. A genius. You understand that? A genius.
Why? Why is Glenn Beck a
genius?
Oh,
come on. Because he's everywhere. He's making more. He is going to. You know who hates his guts more than anybody else? Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity. Who? Sean who? Glenn Beck can't do. He comes out and he says stuff that's. The problem is he's got to top himself. He sits around every night. What do I do now? What do I say now? Glenn, you got to top yourself. I've said every crazy thing I can think of. He goes to the corner. He talks to psychotic people in bags. What do you think? Let me listen to you. It's like Ann Coulter. She shot her load. I don't know how many years ago. What is she going to do now? You got Michelle Malkin. Poor thing. She came out with a book that says I'm for internment. A little late there, Michelle. How about spreading syphilis to the Native Americans? I mean, they've run their course. But Glenn Beck, Everybody's talking about him. He's a genius.
You know what? I don't disagree with you at all. I do not disagree about Beck
How
at all.
How can you disagree with me?
I wouldn't disagree. I wouldn't agree with probably anything he would say, but having watched his rise from Tampa, it's amazing what that man has done with
one of the things that people think about, well, I don't agree with him. Do you know what the number one spectator sport in this country is? And I hate to say it, nobody's going to believe it. NASCAR. People watch NASCAR. I've never seen NASCAR for 1 second. Who cares what I see? I hate sushi. I hate golf. I don't own one hip-hop record. I never liked the Beatles. Who am I? Because I don't like something? That means nothing. People always look at through their own parameters. Who cares what Glenn Beck said? He's not running for office. Come on. That's not the point. And every time what he does is people like Olbermann and every liberal blogger, Olbermann and all these other people, they do a transcription of everything Glenn Beck says every single day. So if I miss something, I haven't heard a second of Glenn Beck, not a second. I had never heard ever except when I turned into Keith Olbermann or turned into whoever or read somebody else's blog. They pointed out. Does that make any sense to you? If everybody said, look, for 6 months, we're not going to mention Beck's name. He'd blow his brains out. He wouldn't know what to do. He doesn't have to do any kind of self-promotion. They do it because they're jealous and he's that good. It's professional wrestling. He's a heel. It's a work. He's a genius. It's what it's all about. It's about money and numbers and changing the world and politics. Screw that. Okay, Anderman.
My turn?
I just love saying it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you've been on the air now for over 20 years. Who do you admire? I mean, who has influenced you in the past, and who do you, you know, who would you listen to today, given the opportunity?
I don't listen. I have not heard the talk radio I like to listen to, if at all, might be NPR, because I want to hear something smart. I don't want to hear this. This morning I was listening to our local NYC affiliate. I like the guys like Leonard Lopate and Brian Lehrer. It's local. I like Amy Goodman for hard news, if I listen to that. But conventional talk radio? Nobody. And that crap on TV? What, are you nuts? I mean, it is the worst. It is how much? Do you realize yesterday we suspended complete coverage over a balloon? Come on.
How do you feel about a guy like Howard Stern? Do you ever listen to him? Do you ever?
Never. I have not. I should go blind if I'm lying. I have not heard him for 5 minutes. Ever. Ever.
Just curious.
But I respect what he did because he made an impact. Dale Earnhardt, I respect what he did for NASCAR. Pele. I wouldn't watch soccer. I'd rather drink bleach than watch soccer. That's not the point. But of course, Stern and Rush. Rush resurrected the AM dial. AM was known for two things. And La Musica Latina go gorra con Budweiser. That was it. AM was nothing. He defined it. And all these little puppies, these wannabes out there, owe everything to him. He's the granddaddy of that. Rush. If Rush was off the air for the past 10 years and nobody told me, I wouldn't know it. I don't listen to him. That's not the point. The medium bores me to know, and it's path. It's tried. I know. I know what they're going to say. I don't care. And plus, with all due respect, and I don't mean to say this, who are these people in the first place opining about? You know, you've seen this. Look at you, Andelman. They give somebody a mic, and all of a sudden you're an expert. You can have Glenn Beck talking about evolution, credit default swaps, securitized mortgage bundling, Wall Street, climatology, global warming, stem cell research. Sean Hannity was an expert in neurology when he was opining about Terry Schiavo. This guy hasn't cracked a book in junior college, and he's talking about neurology. Only in talk radio can you do this. The best one ever, Bill O'Reilly said, Bill O'Reilly, who is who? Bill who? Remember him? Who? It's respects the boy, not him, Uncle Bill, through, ancient. Bill O'Reilly was on TV one time, and he said, I don't want to hear any more about women complaining or suggesting that abortion has to be safe, that abortion has to, cannot, have, only in the case of a mother whose life is in jeopardy. And he says, well, women don't die from childbirth. Now, of course, ectopic pregnancy, preeclampsia, and a host of others, but only on TV can this moron, who doesn't have two neurons to rub together, only he can opine about OBGYN and maternal mortality rates and morbidity. But nobody stops him because he's got a microphone. Say what you want. You can say anything you want. Glenn Beck was looking at Terry Schiavo. Terry Schiavo, you know that case. You're in the area, right?
Hey, everything comes from Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God. But and by the way, let me once and for all end this Tampa Bay crap. It's Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Largo, Dunedin, Pickett, Pinellas Park, Kenneth City.
That takes too long.
Tampa Bay is a body
of water. City. Come on, let's get them all out there.
I was born there. I'm a second-generation Ybor Cityan. But when I hear the Tampa Bay Rays, there's no other. The Hudson River Giants, the East River Penguins. Nobody has a body of water. Leave it to Tampa or St. Pete to come up with a body of water. How about the I-75 Cougars? Let's really be arcane. Let's go just talk about a highway. You know. But anyway, but these guys just say whatever they want, and there's absolutely no there's no penalty for not knowing what the hell you're talking about. None. Mm. Only in America. Look at you, Andelman.
You're enjoying saying that, I can tell.
Well, it's almost like, you know, Newman. He's like Andelman. It's like that you can, because, you know, Andelman's here. You wouldn't believe where I am right now. Go ahead.
Well, if I hear a flush, I guess I'll know, huh?
Not a flush. If you hear a gunshot, then you'll know.
Hell's Kitchen? Where are you?
I have no idea what that means. Actually, I'm in an office, and I had an emergency. I apologize for being late. In fact, if I can give you another good 10 minutes, then I've got to do something incredibly boring today. It's freezing in New York today. Freezing. Okay?
That's,
freezing.
It's coming here. Well, look, I've got one more question for you. And
you
how much
go
longer
ahead.
You stay with
and,
us?
And
this will depend on the length of your answer, but
okay.
Air America has given Rachel Maddow to MSNBC, which was a good move for them, and of course it's the last place that guy Franken worked before stealing an election from that real nice Minnesota Republican Norm something or other. But if he could be elected senator at Air America, what is holding you back, Lionel? Is it a lack of ambition?
Well, let me tell you something right now. First and foremost, I just have two words for you. Ronald Reagan. Fred Grandy, a gopher. The fellow on, what was his name, on Dukes of Hazzard, who played Cooter. Cooter!
Mm-hmm.
He was in Congress.
Cooter.
Fred Thompson. Remember that guy? Fred Thompson.
On order.
Man didn't know a thing, but he was an actor. That's just terrific. My favorite was in Italy, the porn star, Chicatillo, that's the Russian serial killer, but
I know
she needs whatever her name is. The idea that somehow, you know, Al Franken happens to be a nice guy. Not exactly dynamic, okay? Not exactly dynamic when he's sitting there talking. He's no Paul Simon, you know, or Olympia Snow. Aren't they exciting? But running for office? No. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Philip Berrigan, I always forget it, Philip or Daniel, I think it's Philip, one of the Berrigan brothers, said that voting means nothing. If it meant something, if it counted, if it was important, it would be illegal. So that's just another story. And by the way, what Rachel Maddow has done, she's my colleague, and I'm very proud of her. She's provided the first time, when I saw her, I swear to God, I told people, I said, she ain't going to work. They said, why? She's not, number one, she's nice. Number two, she's smart. real smart. This ain't going to work. As they say in the South, as they say in Land O'Lakes, that dog don't hunt. People are going to look at her and say, what is going on here? A smart? She's not yelling. She's not screaming. She's not bloviating. She's not spitting and salivating like Chris Matthews. What's going on? Duh. And people embraced her like you can't believe. She became a rock star. So maybe there's hope. Maybe that's it. Because that's it. Who else is there? By the way, you know you never asked me my favorite question. You know what the best show on TV is? What are my favorite questions? My favorite question is what do you call the my favorite question is what do you call the two lines above your lip and below your nose? It's the philtrum. But my favorite morning show is Morning Joe. Have you watched that one?
I love Morning Joe. I absolutely.
Let me tell you what you show. And I want all your listener to tune in and watch specifically for one thing. Mika Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski is the show. Mika is wild. Mika is so out of place, so out of touch, so disconnected. All she wants to do is bat her eyes, look cute, be a MILF, be a cougar, be whatever the hell she wants to be. She wants to talk about obesity and have people talk about how hot she is. And that's it. That is it. Adios, cucaracha. That's all she wants to do. And she's there every morning waiting for somebody to bring up obesity. Her sole topic, the only thing she knows, she'll work obesity into anything. Anything.
Now, when are you watching Morning Joe? You're on the air at the same time. When are you
absolutely
watching the show?
I've got a TV on my set. They've got closed captions. I watch it. Joe Scarborough. By the way, Joe Scarborough, fantastic. Abandoned by everybody. The conservatives hate him. The liberals hate him. He tried to be reasonable. They have no need for him. I think he's terrific. He can't pronounce long vowels, though. Listen to Joe Scarborough. Cannot pronounce long vowels. He said one time, I think they should take people who molest children and put them in Joe. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty rough, Joe.
Well, that's the Pensacola influence.
Well, he's from Alabama, but you know the Coke. People say Coke and put him in Joe. He says, I received some email at the bailouts, the Wall Street bailouts. What the hell's a bailout? But watch Mika, though, and especially here's what to watch for. When Savannah Guthrie or anybody who is younger or arguably in her mind either equally or better looking than she is, watch this. It is worth the price of admission right there. It's fantastic. Fantastic. And by the way, don't you love Chris Matthews? You ever watch him, Hardball?
Of course. I'm just trying to think what the smart answer was going to be here, and I didn't
have it.
No, there's
no smart answer. Here's something, Chris, I think might be great. Nice stocking stuffer around the Matthews house, a drool cup. You ever see the pool of saliva that builds up? This guy starts with that lip. I'm saying at any moment, he is just going to spray some wad of phlegm at somebody. And he sits there and he starts talking about these. I mean, now that's a funny show. Remember when Obama made him so excited, you could feel it go up his leg? He talked about Fred Thompson and these homoerotic peeves to Fred about the smell of aqua velva or English leather and shaving cream and cigars. Chris has got some issues, some very, very deep issues. And that's all there is to watch. Wolf Blitzer died in 1978, but nobody told him. How about that Anderson Cooper, huh? Imagine being on a cross-country trip in a mini GT or a mini Cooper with Anderson Cooper. I'd rather take an infected hemorrhoid, slit it with a party fork, and squat over a vat of alcohol and spend 5 minutes listening to Anderson Cooper. There's nothing to watch. What about you, Andelman? What do you watch? Who are your heroes?
I can't even remember.
You have no idea where you are.
No, you know what?
You're loaded out of your mind. Let's face it. You got a drinking problem. I've heard about it. It's Friday. You don't care. You're just winging this. You get somebody like me to come along and carry your water. I don't blame you. You're a smart guy, Andelman.
Absolutely. You know what? I wrote down two things. I wrote down an introduction and an outro. I figured you'd fill in the rest.
Well, let me tell you something. A couple of things to watch for. Which is very, very sad. Some hot issues. We have lost all sense of reality regarding health care. I don't think anybody understands a public option from a hole in the ground. I really don't think, seriously, people understand what is. It's now in the committee of this, and Baucus is a Republican, the single payer. I mean, it's not working. And Barack Obama did a lousy job of trying to explain it. Number two, we are escalating in Afghanistan in the biggest mess. There is no end in sight to this. Wrong war, wrong place. Remember when we thought Iraq was stupid? Afghanistan? What? Why? Third thing is, keep your eye on this case called out of Texas. The poor guy that we believe we executed, and he didn't do anything. He was charged with arson, burning down his family, and expert after expert is saying he was innocent. We executed an innocent man. And unless this country stops with a death penalty, especially people who didn't do it, little technicalities like that, like the innocent, we cannot tell any country. We have no moral authority to tell Iran they can't kill their people. It is just absolutely amazing. That drives me nuts. This bloodthirsty, especially in Florida. My God. With old
Florida,
Sparky.
There's nothing going on in Florida.
Well, how about your guy, Charlie Crist? What is with that keratinemia? What's that story? With the orange pallor, does he need to see check his bilirubin levels or something? Does he get some blood work done? Is that, what's that, spray on tan? What is that, Jazz? Have you seen Outrage? Have you seen the movie Outrage
as an HBO
special? Outrage about alleged gays in high places in politics? They kept bringing Charlie Crist's name up as far as being gay. Now, does that really matter? But you know you've heard this rumor before, correct?
I think that's come up once or twice, yeah.
Come on, Andaman, grow a pair. You've heard. You're not saying it's true. And who cares if he is or not? Who cares? I don't understand it. What kind of country do we in? Sure. Do a good job. I don't care. Do it with gerbils.
How about finish a job that you start, Charlie? Stop running for the next office until you finish this one.
Yeah, but he's just, that's that. Are you old enough to remember Claude Kirk, one of the greatest governors of all time? I was just a kid then. They called him Claude Kirk. He was a wild man. Loved it. That was
a governor, for those of you listening.
Yeah, Claude R. Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of wacky. Funny, they all bore me. The whole. Bob, anything else before I let you go? By the way, let me tell you something. LionelOnline.com, and also, you go to Facebook. I'm addicted to Facebook. I'm a Facebook fanatic. I know you are as well.
That.
Oh, I love it. The Lionel Show or Lionel Lipschitz. Listen to this. They said you need a last name. And I said, well, I don't want to put it, Lipschitz, which I always love. I just think that's a great name. Next to Andelman, of course. So get a hold of me there. Listen to this stuff. And Bob, I apologize for being just a tad late, but I think I made good for it. Don't you think? I think I had the last minute pulled it out.
I think you did okay. Yeah. And you did all the work, but let me do this part of the lifting. Folks,
sure.
You can listen to the amazing Lionel every weekday morning on Air America at 6 a.m. over the air if your local broadcast station carries it, or online, as he mentioned, at LionelOnline.com. And if you can't spell Lionel, LIONEL, online.com. Air America.
I'm sorry.
Air
America, that's exactly right. And you can get the podcast and listen to it, and it is Mondo Radio, as far as I'm concerned. It's just different. And let me tell you something else. You mentioned Bob Lasseter before. There was a period of time, there was a golden era of talk radio, especially in the Tampa Bay area, and he was as squirrely as the day was long. One of the weirdest people. This guy had steamer trunk emotional baggage. He was you-know-what-ed up in many respects. But when it came to broadcast talent, he was a monster. An absolute monster during those days. So he, to his credit, he deserves all those accolades. Don't want to spend a lot of time with him. He was a weird dude. But aside from that, he was great. great in those days. And that's what local radio ran. That was, oh, it was just wonderful. But when I started PLP, TKN, SLA, that was it. That was it. It was the greatest. We had Richard Shanks, Big Dick Shanks in the morning. Tim Coles, this was PLP, TKN. Right. Tim Coles, the Brit. This poor guy did this terrible show all the time called, he would have this trivia show. And I'd call him all the time and give him the wrong answer. It made him flustered. He stopped the show, discontinue it. We had local, remember the local giveaways like Dr. Joe Lacolst? It was the electronics doctor with your surge protector. He was from Boston. He was selling, this is how old it was, lightning would hit your antenna. All right, this is how ancient the show, or how long ago it was. Best radio ever. Best radio. Guy would talk about lightning for an hour. And I was compelled. Remember Gil Whitten? Remember the great Plant show?
Of course. Do you remember what started on the radio here in, if you will, Clearwater, Florida, part of Tampa Bay area? Home Shopping Network started as radio here in this area. The Q Zoo came from here. Scott Shannon, yeah. Cleveland Wheeler, Paxson. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. Something in the water.
There was also Jack Ellery is in New Jersey now. There was also, Beck came through there. By the way, last point. One of the greatest moments ever. Gil Whitten, bless his heart, used to do the Plant show. He was a mother. I mean, they would start calling in a week before to talk to Gil about plants on the air, and it's radio. What's your plant look like? Well, it's brown. Well, it's a rhododendron. Gil, how do you know what it is? He said it was green. How do you know? So one day, somebody from we had the Power Pig down the street, down the hall from us, and they called us. He said, Gil? Yes, sir. He said, I'm not sure what the hell you call this plant. My wife got it here, and you may not have heard of this one. And Gil prided himself. He knew every – this was Sunday mornings on FLA. He knew every plant there was. He goes, go ahead, try me. I don't know, Gil. This is pretty arcane, pretty recondite when it comes to its merger. Go ahead. He goes, well, it's called a clitoris. And Gil had no – And he said, well, what does it look like? He said, what? You're a clitoris. What does my clitoris look like? And just then, the hotline button was flashing. It was a PD. Get that guy off! Who is it? Was some of the best radio ever.
You?
How about Captain? No. How about Captain Mel Berman?
Of course.
On Saturdays? There's Captain Mel Berman talking to Captain Bob Anderman. Everybody's a captain. Captain Bob, talk about snook season. I understand Cape Sable, the top of spring, is going to be doing other red fishing there. I don't know what the hell he was talking about, but it was so nice.
It didn't matter. Nope, didn't matter.
Well, Andelman, thank you, my friend. You were a good man.
Hey, got one more plug for you. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Got to get this out. This is the only thing Lionel did not mention. Check out his book, Everyone's Crazy Except You and Me. And I'm not so sure about you. And listen to him on LionelOnline.com.
Handelman, you're a good man, my friend. On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you. And listen,
Lionel,
thank you, Bob. Thank you, not for what you do, but for what you appear to do. And I mean that sincerely. And let me tell you something. I would rather talk to you, and I don't want to be corny for a moment, but I would rather talk to you than the finest person on this planet. And I mean that from the heart, my friend.
I'm so touched. I don't know how to thank you.
Take care,
Bob. Thanks for being on the show, Lionel.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more great celebrity interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, blogcritics.org, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Symbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com.
That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. That's twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today, and this was an interesting one, wasn't it? I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with us. Thanks for listening.